Before she was the state's first lady, Frances Wolfe served on the board of Atkins House, a halfway home for women. She says that it was here that she learned the toll that the criminal justice system can take on women.
Before these women were incarcerated, each and every one of them was a member of their community. Many of them were mothers. Most of them experienced trauma. Most of them battled mental health and substance abuse challenges.
About 2,000 women are incarcerated in the state of Pennsylvania. In an effort to learn what they'll face when they leave prison, Wolf has begun a series of virtual conversations on women in reentry. Tanika Hogan, a consultant for the ACLU of Pennsylvania, was formerly incarcerated.
You know, I come home is a big transition. It's hard to start something new.
Follow-up conversations will discuss strategies for combating issues that impact women's reentry, such as mental health, housing, family reunification, and employment. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.